DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Montgomery is home to so much of our country's history. Many people fought for our sacred right to vote, and we're all standing on the shoulders of giants. I'm Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. On March the 3rd, we'll vote for nominees for President, U.S. Senate, and Congress, as well as in local races such as school board, district, circuit court judges, and county commission. No matter which party primary you vote in, let's all honor the legacy of those who fought for our rights and vote on Tuesday, March 3rd.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love when I can tell you about a great weekend forecast. It looks like we have a dandy. Tonight's going to be another clear, chilly night. The overnight low temperature falls to about 36. But tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. High temperature up to about 60. In fact, we have a warming trend beginning Sunday. That'll be the nicest day of the weekend. Upper 60s to perhaps teasing 70. We'll be in the 70s on Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers and possible severe weather, I think, by the middle of next week. It has our attention. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coronavirus. Coronavirus. Stay back in China. Coronavirus. Corona pandemic is spreading worldwide. If they can't stop it, everyone's gonna die. I better start preparing, stock up on supplies. Buy all of the face masks I can buy. Don't want coronavirus.
No.
Coronavirus. Stay back.
Make us a vaccine.
Send it back
to Wuhan and Shanghai and Beijing.
Keep this illness away. Coronavirus. Coronavirus. The earth's in crisis. Coronavirus.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Always at the end of the week, the Friday happy hour. It's yours truly, Greg Udell. Rosie is here. Eddie Bader is here.
Hey, buddy.
Everything's better with Bader, including the show. And Seth Spotlow.
And here they are.
Oh, Jeff, please clap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We have Mr. Electric in the house today doing some stuff, and he did a great job. It's electrifying that the Dow finished down only 357 points because at some points today, it was down over 900.
Yep.
So let's hope the bleeding has stopped as all these lemmings continue to jump off a cliff.
I remember this morning you started out your show, the Dow was down 600, then,
Six,
I think?
700, 800.
Yeah.
In fact, last I checked, it's about an hour ago, it was more than 800 points down, so there was some kind of a rally at the end of the day. It's still down 357, and normally we might be upset about that, but you know what? Today, 357 will take it, because maybe, just maybe, this whole thing is beginning to bottom out.
Yeah, it's hysteria over an upper respiratory infection.
Yeah, I get that. If I understand it correctly, and it brings to mind, I'm going to just pull this out real quick, this clip.
Excuse me
while I whip this out. A little reminder from several weeks back from Ricky Gervais.
Hello and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais. Thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did.
It's the last time. Who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama. Yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and wag, wag. So...
it's already... You know, you made mention of those sweatshops in China.
Yep.
You know, those are the things that are shut down right now. China's kind of closed, and that's interrupting the supply chains, and it's hurting the airlines, it's
hurting everybody. It's
hurting everything.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll learn a lesson about depending on China for so much stuff.
Putting all our eggs in one basket.
That's exactly right.
Maybe we can bring some of those places back here.
Wouldn't that
Made
be
in
nice?
America, wouldn't mm-hmm. that be amazing?
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have something that didn't break after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, we're supposed to, Brad said he would call at 4.
Okay. Yeah, around the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and I'll be really interested to get his take on the late day rally. As the headline on Fox says, stocks closed today well off their lows, which is good.
Look at the dude on the left there. What's up with Bozo?
Wow! Look at that hair on that guy.
He looks like a former wrestler.
Bozo, man. It looks like he just stuck his finger in a socket. He needs to call.
It looks like Bernie Sanders.
Upset.
With his finger in a socket.
Somebody should have told him he's going to be on camera.
Man, it's a windy day wherever he's at.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to throw the show off, but that guy really catches my attention.
Speaking of that, you look good today, man.
You do, Greg. In fact, I've got something to make you even look better. I don't know if you can reach it, Rosie.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
A surprise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bom, bom, bom.
Oh, it's better with Bader.
Yes.
Everything.
Hey, it's a hoodie, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just in case people ask you, hey, what's better with Bader? In the pocket, you'll find some business cards.
I think I found those. They fell out.
And it, on the back is even better because they're going to be like, who says that? And he's going to be like, my mom.
My mom says I'm the best realtor in the world. That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, that's all I really hate came in with today. It does look like some things are up.
Yeah. Netflix is up.
It's all those great Obama projects.
I should say, you know, I can't believe, and I keep waiting for a Netflix report to come out that when they lost a ton of money, because eventually they're going to have to pay the Obamas. I don't know if they've paid them yet or not, but they're going to have to scratch that check pretty soon.
You know what they've been doing, I think, my theory is, conspiracy theory is, a lot of these high-powered Democrats that have been getting big contracts from Netflix or book publishers,
yes.
that's money coming back laundered.
Just like your, was it two different, I know one was a mayor or governor of Maine or Maryland that got busted with the book deal.
That was the mayor of Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Now, I don't know if she's the same woman that said, give them room to destroy.
Yeah, that's her.
Yes.
That's her.
Well, good. The dumb bitch belongs in jail.
Right. So I'm wondering now, you know that's a Ponzi scheme, so how many of those Ponzi schemes like that are going around?
You got to wonder. I don't know that we'll ever find out about them.
So whenever I hear some political guy say, I sold 1 million books, who'd you sell them to? What library bought them all?
Yeah, I would like to know that, too. I don't believe some of those book sales. Who the hell? Look,
you know who they're going to say? They're going to say books 1 million.
The right. people they pander to are not interested in reading.
And that's just it, Greg. Who is buying these books?
And I don't believe for 1 minute that Barack Obama wrote a word of anything he's published.
Do you know anybody that read his book?
No.
Neither do I.
Nope. I have not. Remember that a couple few years ago they made that stupid movie about how Barack and Mooch met each other?
Yeah.
That was a big hit at the box office. all that invisible support. Robert's our first caller of the afternoon.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, I just got off the phone about an hour ago with McDonald's Hagen and took advantage of this coronavirus. I bought me 1,500 shares of Ford stock, which is down to 682.
Of what stock?
I just bought 1,500 shares of Ford stock, which is down to 682. Ford. So I spent about $11,000, whatever I had in cash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope it works out for you. I think a lot of people that buy now are going to benefit.
Oh, you always buy them.
I think so, too.
You just got to be patient. That's the one lesson Brandt has taught us. We've been up and down this market roller coaster, and I've overreacted for way too long. So over the last couple of years, as we've seen, you know, ups and downs, I don't panic.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the panic occurs with people who don't have financial advisors who are doing all these day trades.
Yeah, knee-jerk reaction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that just kills the market.
And they're hurting themselves.
Well, most
I think so, too. Yeah, lose money that way.
Yeah, I think most of them have bought themselves out of the market or worked themselves out of the market.
That's one reason why the president hasn't been freaking out, you know, or implementing that, what is that, uptick rule?
Yeah.
Where they can, you know, if it drops 10% or whatever. I think that law was rescinded or expired back in the late 2000s, but he doesn't seem all that concerned about it.
I was going to say, plus he's been around long enough, especially money markets, to realize this is what happens. We have ups and downs.
And guess what? He is speaking in Charleston, South Carolina, and they are lined up
yep,
like you wouldn't believe.
Yep.
So it's Trump who gets, you know, the enormous crowds, and the only Democrat who draws anybody is Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of frightening on one hand, but
yeah.
It's the American Les Miserables that love him. Well, good for you, man. I appreciate you investing in America today.
That's right.
Good
man. All right, y'all have a good weekend.
You too, buddy.
Right. And we'll have to follow that, see how that does in the days ahead.
I wonder how medical mask, the stock of medical masks.
3M? Yeah. Oh, man. It yesterday, it was like $18 for a pack. Today, it's like $90.
See?
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yep.
That's gouging.
At one point,
man,
Amazon
illegal.
Was out of masks. A couple weeks ago, they were out of masks.
Now, go Google one.
Well, I saw one guy had on a different kind of mask.
Yeah.
I have scarves at my house if you need masks.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you, Rosie. I might
You're
take
welcome.
You up on that. Do you have any fashionable scarves? Because
yes,
I'm a fashionable person.
Yes.
Oh, man, she's got a pink one with flowers on it. It fits you great.
That's me. That's me all day long.
I have one with little
oh, really?
Faces on it, yes.
All right.
That's Seth's.
Well, Joey is a scarf guy, too, especially when the weather warms up a little bit. He'll drop his top, and he'll wear a scarf.
Yeah.
As he's driving down the road. That's just such a funny picture in my head. Joey in the little car, the scarf waving in the wind.
Topless.
Yeah.
We should get him some goggles so he can look like the Red Baron.
No, that's a good idea.
And we'll get him a dog.
Get him with
a Snoopy in the, yeah. We'll get him a Snoopy in the passenger seat.
Hey, and his car's already red, so it looks like he's driving around on a doghouse.
I know somebody today who is celebrating the car they just picked up at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I spend most of the time telling about vehicles under $10,000, but I was looking under $15,000, and there are some amazing choices in there. Cars that have incredibly low mileage still have warranty mileage left on them, and of course the 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper powertrain warranty as well. The category of cars under 10, it's a little tight right now. You can get one of almost anything. There's a Jeep Compass Sport in there, a couple of sedans like a Chevy Impala. That car was babied. It's 9 years old. It's only got 110,000 miles on it, and it's available under 7,000. That Volvo, that V70 Volvo, is still there at under 5. Great car for a new driver. You want them to have protection in case they make that first mistake. The thrill was just for my friend looking for an SUV to go over there, finding one that she fell in love with and taking delivery on the vehicle, and just thrilled with the way she was treated by Tip Tames and the finance department and the guy that worked with her on the sale. They're terrific folks, and everything on that lot with their name on the back end is a car that's been vetted. JackIngram.com to shop by price, by brand, by type of vehicle, or stop by and see Tip and the team at 235 Northeastern Bypass.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo, coming to Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Now exclusively at the Home Depot. Give your lawn a 1-2 punch with a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and save 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Pick up both bags. Apply Triple Action now to knock out tough weeds and Ultra Feed 8 weeks later to green and feed all season. Two bags. One stronger, greener lawn. With a 1-2 punch, Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Going. For those of you who are participating, 326, I grew up, I was in a very heavy Catholic neighborhood, so that was always the thing when I was a kid, was what everybody was giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And I admire it. I think it's kind of a cool thing because it, yeah, it, let's say I'm giving up alcohol. Well, that's not really a commitment because I've already done that. That would not be a real spiritual commitment to the concept of Lent. I'm also, in fact, I'm going to do a twofer. I'm giving up cocaine, too.
What?
Yeah.
Greg, be careful now.
Actually, that magazine column I was struggling with this week, it occurred to me as I was writing, it's been 35 years since I've even seen a flake of that stuff. You know, they tell you when you go to rehab, you got to change people, places, and things. If you stop hanging around with people who are using coke, guess what? You're probably not going to use it.
Right.
You're that not was as true. Tempted.
In fact, a day or two after I got out of rehab, and everything was new again to me. It was really amazing. My dealer called and said,
"Welcome back."
No.
Good.
No, my dealer called and said, "Are you serious about this?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." And that was the last I ever heard from her.
Good.
I think that's a good thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because, I mean, from her end to say, you know, she could have, like most people, keep put the temptation back in your face, but...
Well, the whole piece is about why I love mornings. Mm-hmm. When, for a period of time, it was really not working out well for me because I was out late partying.
Right.
Weeknights, weekend nights, it didn't matter. And eventually I reached that threshold where I couldn't stay out till 4, sleep for an hour, or not sleep at all and then come in and do a show.
Right. Hard to be entertaining that way.
Could not do it. And so that was a big part of it. All of a sudden, mornings became a very special time of day. And that's the main reason why. There was something else in there that I was going to say, but I forgot. Leap day tomorrow, we have a few... we're going to talk to Brandt in about 35, 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing in the market today, and I was thrilled to see this. I thought it was a mistake. I checked the Dow around 2 o'clock. It was down over 800 points. Crap. I mean, you know, 20 more days, the market will be down to like 1 or 200. What the hell's going on? When does it stop? And over the last hour of the trading day, the Dow bounced back up. It didn't finish in the green, but it at least recovered like 400 or 500 points.
Came back out of the hole a good bit.
I'll be eager to find out what development inspired that, because the market is so driven by, in some instances, fear, and in many instances, news.
I'm
so
curious if,
something that,
if it's buyers that feel like that's the bottom, and they started jumping back in.
Well, I have a friend who a really brilliant guy, uh-huh. has done very well with money, who indicated to me yesterday in a note, he says, "I think the time to buy is coming."
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I get a text from my tax guy, I'll know if I'll have any money to buy something with. Or if I'm going to be sending it all to the Internal Revenue Service.
Do you think it could be also news that the Fed may drop the rates again? The interest rate?
They announced that today?
Mm-hmm.
How did I miss that? I mean, I do pay attention to this stuff. You know, but there's so much going on, sometimes you'll miss one.
That's always good news.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll affect the real estate market.
Right now the real estate market is fire.
Yeah.
If
Morris told me at Baumhauer's there, Morris Capuano,
that
interest rates have been dropping
as
the market's been struggling.
Yeah.
So yesterday, you know, again, for those of you who are renting, we got a guy right here who can help you find a place that meets all your criteria.
I can. We sold one this week, double wide on the river, Alabama River.
I saw that.
About 16 feet off the ground. It's the double wide in the sky.
Wow.
And the guy told me, "I've had it on the market, Eddie, for 2 years by myself. I haven't got one single person to look at it." 2 weeks later, we got it sold.
Wow. Well, as I describe you, you're relentless. You, every waking moment, you're looking for the next way
to go.
Get something seen, get it sold,
mm-hmm.
or do your Yenta thing and match somebody up.
Matching right now.
With what? Yeah. I mean, Eddie can do it for you. 322-0662. Just a couple of leap day facts since it's tomorrow.
And we won't be here.
What?
I mean, in the studio. We don't plan to be dead. We just won't be here.
Well, with this extra day of leap year, Greg, what are you planning on doing? We get an extra day this year. We get a free day.
Yeah. In fact, I put a thing on Facebook today. I think it's one of those .gov things. On, by the way, I also reposted Chuck Schumer's temperamental tweet from a few weeks ago about Trump's travel ban from China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He deleted it, but guess what? It's on the internet forever.
Yeah.
And everybody's out there reminding Chuck, hey, the president did try to do something, and you told him he was, a xenophobe, right, racist, all this.
Boy.
Democrats are such assholes. I can't take it. It's you funny. Are such two-faced sons of bitches. I have no respect for you at all. You sell fear and loathing, and that's it. Hey, here's a list of all the stuff you've been pushing. Y2K, anthrax, swine flu. The BP oil spill was going to rid the Gulf of Mexico of anything edible for the next 200 years. Everything is the end of the world with you bastards. Stop it!
Don't forget about Ebola.
That's next on the list.
Yeah, I'm reading your list here. And this is a very good point, because that's all they have is fear. When you've got no other plan, you try to put fear out there.
Well, I put that what the world thinks about whether you should get paid on leap day, and nobody cared. I mean, everybody, except for my friend Marianne, literally.
Nobody cared. Well, if you were offering to pay everybody on leap year day, you would get some people caring then.
So I'm just going to delete that post. I guess because it's on a weekend, it's not a big deal. But 4 years ago, it wasn't a weekday. And I felt cheated. All right, so here's the whole purpose of weekdays. It takes the Earth slightly longer than 365 days to circle the sun. It's about 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds. So without leap years, we'd be off about 6 hours every year. And but over a 100-year period, that would add up to 25 extra days. So mm-hmm. we'd either need a 13-month or to do this leap year thing that we do. For a particular year to be a leap year, three criteria have to be met. The year must be evenly divisible by four, which 2020 is. Mm-hmm. Two, if the year can also be evenly divided by 100, it's not a leap year. And three, if a year is evenly divisible by 400, then it is a leap year. That's why 2000 was a leap year, since it's divisible by 400, but 2100 won't be. So that will not be a leap year. In addition to leap days and leap years, there's a leap second. I've always had fun with that in the air. Like, what are you going to do with that extra second? 0.07 of 1% of the world's population has been born on February 29th. People born during a leap year or on the 29th are known as leaplings or leapers or leapsters, which is better than lepers.
How do they celebrate their birthday?
Most of them, the people we've asked who have that birth date, they do it on the 28th.
That's what I was going to take the day before.
Yeah. Ms. Rutabaga and I, our 6-year wedding anniversary is Sunday.
Really?
That's kind of hard to believe that it's been that long.
Congratulations, Greg O.
Here's a call from Jane.
Hey, Greg. I just have to call and give a big thank you to Eddie Beta. And he will know why. We had a very, very difficult property to sell. And the only person we talked to was Eddie about it. He listed it for us. He never gave up on us. He worked very, very hard for us. He cleaned it. He helped us by talking about it on your show. He videoed it. He had open houses. And guess what happened?
It got sold.
He and Christy did it, and it was fabulous. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Eddie. No one but you could have done it.
Thank you, Jane.
No one in Montgomery could have done it but you. And you stuck with us, and you never gave up on us. And we thank you.
That's why we gave him the prestigious Happy Hour Realtor of the Year Award last year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 10 million times over. Because when I first heard about him, we knew we had a difficult property. And I said to my husband, I said, there is nobody else who will be able to do this but him. I think maybe if anyone can do it, he can work the magic. And he did. He did.
Our hero.
Way to go, Eddie.
Thank you,
Absolutely.
Jane.
Thank you so much. And y'all have a great weekend.
You too. I love you guys
Jane.
To death, Jane.
Thank you,
Jane.
Thank you. We do too, Eddie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
3:36, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon. First look at the roads for the afternoon. And then we're going to plow into the I Missed It News department and catch you up on other stories besides the effing coronavirus.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Really busy on the boulevard this afternoon. East Boulevard is just really slammed from I-85 over past Atlanta Highway to the Wetumpka Highway. A lot of congestion there. We got an accident still East Boulevard at Vaughn Road. East South Boulevard, spotty congestion from Troy Highway past Baptist down to Norman Bridge and Highway 331. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery right now. No issues on either of the interstates. A little spotty congestion on the 31s outbound, and that's about it for this afternoon right now. We'll keep an eye on it all afternoon long, and another report coming your way in just minutes here. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No, Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Refreshing bath updates start with Lowe's Bath Savings Event. Now get up to 40% off select bath vanities, faucets, toilets, and more, including a Style Selections 30-inch brown single-sink vanity with a modern barn door design for $200 less, now $199. And get Pergo waterproof laminate flooring starting at just $248 per square foot. Get it installed for just $0.99 per square foot when you also purchase Pergo Gold underlayment exclusive to Lowe's. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Bath offer valid through 4-8. Flooring offers valid through 325. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control.
It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Senate gave final approval to a bill that would block cities from implementing new occupational taxes. This comes after the Montgomery City Council passed an occupational tax earlier this month. The bill now heads to Governor Ivey's desk. She has not said if she plans to sign it. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit over control of the Alabama Democratic Party. The judge dismissed the lawsuit filed by longtime leader Nancy Worley to prevent new chair Chris England from taking control. The judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the internal party dispute. Selma's Bridge Crossing Jubilee events continue today. Thousands of people, from residents to tourists, even several presidential candidates, will be in Selma for the Bridge Crossing Jubilee this weekend. Some of the more notable events will happen this weekend, including the Bridge Crossing reenactment and the Presidential Candidate Forum. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love when I can tell you about a great weekend forecast. It looks like we have a dandy. Tonight's going to be another clear, chilly night. The overnight low temperature falls to about 36. But tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. High temperature up to about 60. In fact, we have a warming trend beginning Sunday. That'll be the nicest day of the weekend. Upper 60s to perhaps teasing 70. We'll be in the 70s on Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers and possible severe weather, I think, by the middle of next week. It has our attention. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stupid news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
All right, let's get off the coronavirus and the market and all that for a minute. In fact, even though the Dow dropped 359 points today, it was down a lot more than that at one point. Something caused it to bounce back, and we'll find out from Brent what that means. Among stories that we have today, I have seen how moonshine can affect people.
Really?
I never personally have consumed it, but I've watched enough Andy Griffith shows to know. So you notice the drunk. Now, here's a guy, 51-year-old guy from Florida, where else, named Rick Lee Miller. He got busted the other day after somebody complained about him blasting country music, and he didn't handle things very well. He threatened to shoot the cops, did have a gun in his waistband with five knives. And he had been drinking moon. Listen.
Is that a gun you got on you?
I'll draw on you and kill you right in your head. You son of a
Hey, do me a favor. We just want you to turn the radio down. That's it. Will you do that?
Yes, sir. I'll put a bullet in
just, man.
I don't need a gun.
Man, turn the radio down.
You can shoot me because I'm ready to go to heaven. And you will come with me.
Nah, just go back in the house, okay?
Get on the ground.
Oh. I know that noise.
Get down. Hey, put your hands behind your back.
I want all your names.
Hey, stop. You stop.
Protect my cowboy hat. Am I going to jail?
Yes, sir.
Why would anybody want to be a policeman?
Greg, for the life of me, and I've got some in our family, and I ask them all the time, what are you thinking? And they love it, you know, but...
Let's make that into a movie.
This weekend.
I want all your names.
A new movie. A classic Western.
Protect my cowboy hat.
Protect my cowboy hat. One critic says not since John Wayne has a screen been filled with such true grit.
I'll draw on you and kill you, you son of a...
Quentin Tarantino says, get me this guy's number.
I'll put a bullet in the...
Just a man.
I don't need a gun.
Another critic says... Don't tase him, bro. The dramatic performance by Rick Lee Miller.
Because I'm ready to go to heaven.
Will make you believe.
And?
That he's ready to go to heaven.
You will come with me.
But not without that hat.
Protect my cowboy hat.
Protect my cowboy hat.
Am I going to jail?
Now showing. Especially if you live in Florida.
Hey, but there's more. There's more stupidity out there today. Here's a mom who was driving her kids to school when she suddenly realized they weren't even in the car.
They're not in the car. I'm driving to school without my kids. I'm taking the kids to school and I don't even have them in the car.
What a dumbass.
Really?
What?
You know, I drove my daughter to and picked her up from school for, gosh, 10 years. Never, ever left without her.
Whoo.
In either direction. I don't know how you do that.
When did that ever become a worry?
I don't know. What I don't understand is why that became a celebration, why that went
viral.
That's
the part I don't get. Now, my mom had six of us, and all of us were, you know, hellions. she did leave one of us behind at church one time. But I always swear that that was on purpose, because that particular person she left, she needed a little more Jesus than the rest of us. So, yeah. But it was funny to get a call from the church. Michelle is still up here.
That does happen, especially if you've got two parents
and
two cars.
Yes, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
All right, we got to take a quick break here at 3:48. Eddie, say hello to your boss.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender, but we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home?
Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue, and March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day, like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Now exclusively at the Home Depot. Give your lawn a 1-2 punch with a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and save 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Pick up both bags. Apply Triple Action now to knock out tough weeds and Ultra Feed 8 weeks later to green and feed all season. Two bags. One stronger, greener lawn. With a 1-2 punch, Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Waspa's last selection varies by store.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a knock-knock joke for dogs. Knock-knock. This has been a knock-knock joke for dogs.
Cute, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Incredibly.
All right. I guess the big thing politically tomorrow is the South Carolina caucus.
Mm-hmm.
Then ours is Tuesday.
Right.
I quickly want to reference an email I received today.
It's not from my mother, is it?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Not unless your mother is... Alabama House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels.
That's her.
One day she's going to call. I cannot wait.
You silly sausage.
Who has suddenly come out and endorsed Mike Bloomberg for what? President. So how big was the check? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
That check didn't bounce.
How much did you get for that? Because, he's even... paying people to cheer at his rallies.
Right, but he got caught the other night. I know he didn't mean to say it, and Rosie, you said it. Mm-hmm. I helped.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on. And since the story's out there, sorry, it's hard not to infer that some financial influence may have been at play there.
Exactly.
You know what's weird is that the... whole corona thing is affecting sales of the beer.
What?
You would have...
Yeah, public relations firm surveyed 737 Americans.
Our survey said...
38% say they would not buy Corona beer under any circumstances.
Have you seen the new commercial? There's a new commercial, and it's three Corona cans, because it's like the new kind of Corona, and
yeah.
It says, arrives on shores on this date.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
And just like the coronavirus. Yeah, just,
and they're getting some backlash on it.
I did see a cute picture today. It was a Volkswagen that was all done up in the Corona color and had the logo on the door and the hood. And here's a picture of the Corona bug.
Well, my redneck buddy said he's got no worries. He drinks Busch Light.
Among those who usually drink Corona, only 4% say they would stop. 14% said they wouldn't order Corona in a public venue.
Are you kidding me?
This is dumb. This is just beyond dumb.
Now, do you ever get those surveys and go, this is somebody full of crap and just typing this up?
The last time something like this happened, and it's understandable, was in the 80s. And only our more mature members of the audience will remember this. It was heavily advertised in the 60s and 70s as a diet. AIDS candy.
That's right. I remember
AYD.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was a network advertised product. A lot of people tried it because, hey, I can eat candy and lose weight. Then when the AIDS thing became a phenomenon, they went out of business very quickly. And a lot of people don't remember how AIDS, the disease, was covered in the 80s. I mean, there were talk radio hosts saying this is the end game. Yeah. You know, this is the biblical prophecy.
Plague of the world.
Yeah. And that, my goodness, they went into great detail on the promiscuity of gay men and all the stuff that they wouldn't touch with a 10-foot anything these days. And rather amazing how quickly what used to, was almost a death sentence. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Magic Johnson announced he had HIV, I think even he thought the clock was ticking on him. But they have managed to get that contained. But that's the only comp I can see between a sickness and a product. If anybody else has one that I missed, feel free to call us.
Well, you remember back in the 80s, too, when Tylenol, somebody put something in the caplets and how...
And that's
how
why
they didn't go out of business. I'll never know. Yeah.
That's why everything we buy now has adult-proof packaging.
Yeah, and they came up with new packaging as a result.
And they turned that around rather quickly.
They did.
It was almost like the kind of stuff, you know, when we went to World War II, how quickly production lines went from making cars to Jeeps or military.
They got ahead of it. They had forward thinking. And a lot of these people today do not have that.
358, if you haven't partnered up with a particular company, if you don't know who to call, if something goes wrong with your heating or AC, let me urge you to buy a Clark's Club membership for $159. You get the benefit of two annual tune-ups, which will be covered by the savings you'll experience on your energy costs, because they always clean and make sure your system is running efficiently when they leave. That's job one. If something goes wrong, if a part breaks or... it's a machine. Stuff can happen. You have the guarantee of priority care if that should occur with your Clark's Club membership. They're on the way. And on a hot summer day, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or 2 days from now when you call to get an AC repair. You want to hear we're on the way. And that's what Clark's Club members get. Call them at 277-2125. Amazingly talented plumbers as well. And fantastic people, service people to have in your home. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125. Visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 9900.